Thank you. Yeah, John, just to clarify, maybe the easy questions first. I assume your expenses, are they pretty much along the lines of the budget? It's the problem that's just in the revenue?
Yes.
You've been holding the line on expenses?
Oh, very much so.
Okay. Well, that's
Very.
good. Yeah, I know we were hoping that you would help us all learn some good ways of raising money, because all the stations need additional revenue too. But I guess what do you think the problem is, and or what could the problem be in getting more on-air revenue? You indicated that some of the programmers just aren't cooperating. Do they need to be replaced or something else? And we will support you in doing what you need to do to support getting more revenue, but I need to make sure we're working on what the real problem is.
Yeah, I want to be fair about this. We experienced some substantial blowback when we got up to the December launch date for our first on-air drive for this fiscal year. Actually, our campaign for growth started last September. I had adjusted our pledge schedule coming in the door, and that adjustment took into consideration the former schedule where we were pledging in August and October, and the net of that was that typically the station would end the year in the red, and so we adjusted our pledge schedule and eliminated the August drive and pushed the October drive back to September, and the end result was that we ended the fiscal year to the good, which also allowed us to start the new fiscal year to the good. And actually, we started our campaign for growth in the during the September on-air drive, and we actually had a very good drive. We got off to a very good start. We exceeded our fund drive projection, and it set us up nicely with respect to the success that we had, noting the success that we have with that drive, giving us some momentum and a basis for pushing forward to, that was, sort of on the positive front. And with enough breathing room to be able to stage our next drive, which was scheduled for December. Getting right up until right up on the cusp of that drive, we experienced some unfortunate blowback from programmers with respect to the scheduling of the drive, the functioning, the carrying forth the drive. There was a push for us to eliminate the drive altogether, and that really created the spiraling down for us moving forward through that drive, and it also had a negative impact on the drive that followed that. And so, as I mentioned earlier, it really required me to pull back on some expense fronts that I had projected and or had planned for with respect to supporting other fundraising enterprises. And, the result was that we just sort of continued to dig ourselves into a hole. Unfortunately, in the interest of fuller disclosure, I experienced a real sort of issue with respect to I guess for lack of a better way to describe it, a conflict that I had to deal with as general manager with a number of programmers who took exception to some managerial moves that I made, and it resulted in some really, I think, some really adverse sort of image and or presentation in, you know, in our community, and I think that also had negative impact on the drive. So it's been a test. It's been challenging.
Okay, real quick follow up. So I assume from what you're saying that that's still continuing, that relationship with the programmers and lack of cooperation.
It is. There's a lingering issue. It is not as difficult. These days are not as difficult as it was last November and December, but there still is an issue on the floor.
Okay, thank you.
Tracy?
I was going to move on to R. Paul Martin, but it sounds like I have an interruption. Who's this?
Hi, it's Summer. I just wanted to let you know I was on the line. So.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Welcome, Summer.
Thanks.
Hi, Summer.
Hi.
Okay. Summer is here as a guest. Okay. So, R. Paul, you are next up.
Okay. So, I want to see if I have this right. So, there was a drive scheduled to be your first big drive of FY12. It was scheduled for December, and it was supposed to be, what is that, 3 full weeks?
Just about, Tiffany. I don't remember how many days.
It was a 2 week drive. Two weeks.
Okay. So, and what was the objection to having a 2 week drive in December to raise money to keep the station?
There was an objection to having a drive at all, and there was an objection to there was an objection to having a drive.
All right. Why? What was the objection?
The issue of listener fatigue was raised. That programmers didn't feel as if the year-end drive was necessary. That there should be other considerations for raising revenue, what they are or were, I'm still not quite sure. But the idea was, or the feedback or the blowback that we got was that we should look at other revenue raising resources as opposed to going to our listeners.
Okay, and so do the producers who objected in this way, do they have a grasp of the finances of the station, of the absolute need to move, and of the added burden on top of the need to have operating revenue, the added burden of the move?
That's a great question.
No, they don't. They don't have a grasp of anything. They don't.
Mark, finish that.
Okay. One person at a time.
I'm hearing no.
Well, I'll take the first turn on that question. I, staff, even members of the LSB made every effort, all sorts of effort, to explain the absolute necessity for for the station to conduct this drive, not just this drive, but there was a very, very, I think, concerted effort on many of our parts to express to staff, to volunteers, to programmers, to our public, the absolute necessity for all of what it was going to take to raise the revenue that was required for this year, and most especially in our messaging to our listeners. We consistently made the point on the requirement for the station to move, to find a new location, to re-equip itself with equipment that moved us out of the analog domain. We certainly made the point of the requirement to maintain the operational and fiscal integrity of the station. And we also made the point of the absolute determination to bring our staff back to full-time employment. One of the budget requirements that we committed to this year, this fiscal year, was bringing the staff from half-time employment to three-quarter time. And it was a commitment, I'd say more than a concession, but a commitment based upon the fact that we wanted to do all that we could in good conscience to bring people back. But given the fact that we had all of these other heavy lifts, in good conscience, we couldn't bring people back to full time. But it was, I think, a reasonable commitment to people to bring them back to three-quarter time, given everything else that has to occur this fiscal year, not the least of which is the move. All of this was consistently explained, promoted, articulated to all of the in-house constituencies, and most especially to the programmers. As a matter of operational regularity, they played the announcements that were part of the that were in the queue, regularly scheduled to announce to our publics, what we were up against and what this campaign for growth represented. And if you were a programmer, you couldn't help but know that this is what the requirement is or was for this year. It wasn't anything that was hidden and or not discussed or not promoted. Sorry to drag this answer out, but it was answer to your question. Did they know what this was about? They absolutely knew what this was about.
Okay, that will bring us to Ken.
Hi, this is Ken, everybody. Let's wake up here. So, John, you have my sympathies for all you suffered in that period of time when you had resistance from a subset of the staff or the programmers. I'm sure not everybody was in opposition.
Oh, and let me make that absolutely clear, and thank you for referencing that, Ken. It is, it's not everyone. It is a subset.
Okay, very good. So you have physical control of what is sent out over the airwaves, sent to the tower and transmitted over D.C. What are you prepared to do this time, if a similar situation occurs, do you have some canned programming that you can use for pitch so that you're not thwarted? Or do you have, because I mean, this is intolerable. It's not a nursery school. It's a radio station.
Thank you.
Yeah. So do you have an alternative procedure to follow now if somebody else brooks the intention of financially supporting the station, you know, through Fund Drive?
We do and we will.
Okay. Well, can you do you want to keep that confidential? Is that
plan? We are going to have to make adjustments where we feel that if programmers don't individuals are unwilling to follow the outline, follow the script, follow the playbook, follow the on-air guide, not come in for their shift, we'll replace, we will preempt, we will change the schedule and or the programmers when and where necessary. We'll do what we're going to have to do this time to carry the willing along to make our on-air drives work. We've got enough of the willing.
I would just make a recommendation with the assistance of the national office that you distribute to the programmers a policy. You can write it up. Just, you know, be forewarned, so they've been given notice, so they can't say, what? You know, just let them know ahead of time what the terms of participation are, and that, you know, so it's not a surprise. And I think that's better. Anything you lose, you know, there's always the danger that you're stirring up a stew that might not be necessary. However, well, it's your judgment call, but at least you have that option to publish the statement you just made and distribute it to the programmers or all staff, so it's understood, and that the consequences are predictable. You know, it's not a surprise. Everybody agrees, the whole team, all the staff, because I'm just going to say that the programmers are part of a team. They are fortunate enough to have the opportunity to be out on the public airwaves and all of the benefits that they're in crew. But, you know, there's other people at the station who are supporting them, the board ops, the receptionists, the finance department, and so forth and so on. And you just can't have the programmers acting as if they're a special class. They have to comply like everybody else does so that everybody pulls on the oars and the boat moves forward. Well, I won't give a speech. I'm just saying should. I would recommend you judge or make a weight judgment of distributing a clearly defined policy listing out what will happen from anybody who's failing to participate in the fundraising activities.
And I agree, but I think it's necessary for us to go one step beyond that. We'll certainly issue, you know, a policy position, but I would submit that we have to go to the step of having a contingency, given the fact that if there are people who are convinced that they are going to be subversive and/or anti this, that we're ready to, you know, at any moment do what we need to do to, you know, as I mentioned, to make a substitution, to do a preemption, to have a, you know, to have basically a backup to the backup in place so that we move forward without as much sort of adverse sort of public and or reaction or presentation as possible.
Thank you, John.
Sure.
This is Kim. I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay. So is there anyone else at this point who wants to be on the stack for the first time or on the second time?
I'll go for a second.
This will be the final.
Marcus? Okay. So I guess we'll go Kim and Marcus, then Campbell for a second go round. Is there anybody else? Okay. And at that point, we're probably pretty much going to have to let John go. I just want to put out, you know, in terms of the set of questions, what we wanted to talk about was the core problems affecting the inability to reach projections, what station is already doing or planning to do about it, what, if anything, are other stations and or the NO or the NFC could do to help, and a sketch of the problems being encountered so we understand what challenges you are facing. I think that we've covered most of that, but if anything else comes to mind for you, John, around those issues, you know, you can address it in a final closing statement. Okay, so Kim, you're up, and then we'll go to Marcus, and then we'll go to Campbell, and then we'll finish with John, and that'll be about it.
Well, I'm just going to ask first if Marcus wants to go first, since he hasn't really spoken yet, and this is kind of his station. So if you want to speak, Marcus, I'll wait.
Whatever works. I mean,
okay. Okay, I would like to ask about what happened regarding the special events goals, the major donor goals, the planned giving goals. And since Tiffany is on the phone and she's a development director, are you involved in this area? And so, like, we understand what happened on air. What happened to all this stuff that's sort of off air?
Well, I mean, in terms of the special events goal, there was a template of special events submitted before the budgeted year. We did do at least one of the events that was on the list, which was the U Street Jam. We began to use our pledge team to incorporate them with special events and came up with the FET, which we just completed in March. That event, yielded 37,000 net, still was incorporated in the drive, so it's not reflected in the special events line item. So part of the plan moving forward is to look at what special events we can do for the remaining two quarters of the fiscal year. I have been in talk with some programmers that I believe can help us to accomplish this to some degree. It's still a heavy goal, $150,000 worth that we still need to do in that particular line item. That is an area that has never generated that level of money. So this is a challenge for the station in that particular regard. But we are working on that. As far as the major giving, we have and are on track for donors that are under 5,000. It's the donors that are above 5,000 that have not generated anything to date. Part of what we're looking at is we did the first phase, which was to clean our list. The second phase is to actually do the well screen to identify other donors in our database that have the capacity to give and cultivate them along with our existing major donors.
Ken to the stack.
Let me just extend.
Okay,
that.
So
Kim,
on a second. We had a stack with Kim, Marcus, and Campbell.
John wanted to say something.
Yeah, I wanted to, if Madam Chair, if I could weigh in on Kim's question.
Okay. All right. So, John, we'll have you weigh in, then Kim, we'll go back to you, then on to Marcus.
Yeah. We just haven't had enough churn. That's really what it is. That's, I think, really where it is. We need more churn in special events. Our consideration for special events as a sort of priority and or signature fundraising enterprise was based upon the fact that when this station did do special events, they were pretty successful, and we considered that to be a sweet spot for us. I think that we're just going to have to readjust and get more churn, more more special events that have the capacity to yield more than they have, frankly, and to do more of them. And I think it's more and also being more events and also being a bit more a bit more determined to do special events that we're convinced will give us greater yield. And on the similarly with major donors, we're going to have to double down on our efforts to on the fronts of major donors. I starting with myself, I'm going to have to do more. I'm going to have to commit to more time cultivating major donor opportunities for the station. But I'm proposing that more of the in-house teams, the LSB, the CAB, programmers, volunteers, and staff, commit to the enterprise of cultivating major donors. That was a direction that we would have headed in had we had the benefit of our consultancy, someone and or a firm working with us to help us in our efforts around major donors. But it's as fundamental as, everyone is in development. And that's what we really have to recommit ourselves to that ethos, that we're all in development. And whether it's major donors or special events, and most especially on-air giving, the on-air drives, we're all in this together. As Tiffany mentioned, we have a pledge team for the first time, and it's given the station the benefit of having more than just the development office provide expertise and resources and boots on the ground with respect to our on-air drives. We've got a team of folk who, come to us by way of the LSB or by the Community Advisory Board and or programmers who are part of the team. This team, as Tiffany intimated, has been our de facto special events team. And it's just taken, I think, longer than we had anticipated and or projected for all of this to sort of set in. And I'm not trying to set this up as an excuse, but I just have to go back to the linchpin for a lot of this was what we were able to realize by way of success with our on-air drives, and not having that play out, really, really ended up crippling us.
All right, thank you.
My turn?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes?
Okay, my turn is Marcus.
Yes, it is, Marcus.
Okay. So, I'm going to submit some of my observations in writing to the committee for consideration. But just let me say that, one, I find the characterization of the programmer's actions and the environment at the station over the many years, I found that to be less than accurate, and certainly need to
clarify.
Pardon?
Please clarify.
Certainly, who's speaking?
Robert.
Look, look, I'm going to interrupt here. Marcus, I'm going to interrupt, and I'm going to say two things. First of all, no crosstalk. Second of all, these are informational points. We will deal with analysis and recommendations on the committee after John leaves. So your opinions, Marcus, about what he said are not at issue. You have plenty of opportunity to provide recommendations, analysis, and comment later on. What's at issue here is informational points that you can only get from the GM. So let's just try to focus.
Okay. So then my only other comment is that in Campbell's presentation, you indicated that major portions of your presentation were previously approved by the LSC, and I don't think that's accurate.
You weren't here.
We'll deal with it tomorrow on our LSC.
You weren't
meeting,
there. It was before
Campbell.
You
came. I'm done.
Is that it? Okay.
I'm done.
Okay. Campbell, you're up on the stack now.
Thank you. This kind of relates to what you're hearing, kind of relates to some of the difficulty that's been taking place, because it's I've been very concerned that we have not had leadership in our LSB. We've been faced with, at the station, some malicious sabotage. There's been slander, not just within the station's confines, but also on the airwaves in general, and these kinds of things are undermining activities.
I thought we were not dealing with opinions.
This ain't an opinion. This is fact. Okay?
I'm not thrilled with any of this. Campbell, tie it up as fast as you can.
Yeah.
We are trying to help.
What I'm saying is that there has been, unfortunately, a dysfunctional circumstance taking place, and I think that Ken had made some astute observations, and some, you know, actions are certainly in order if these problems continue. We have got some very serious business to take care of, and apparently some people don't have their heads in the game to understand what the business is. And, you know, in relocating the station, it takes money. We're an entity that depends upon public support. And if some people are supposed to be on our team, dressing up in our uniforms, sitting on our bench, we expect them to have the head in the game. And that's all I'll say right now.
Well, to me, that was an opinion, but okay. I think that this point, unless you have some closing words, John, and again, basically around the parameters that we ask, and I think specifically, you know, what are the things that the other stations, the national office, the NFC, executive management could do to help you would be the most concrete things at this point to leave us with.
Sure.
But whatever you'd like to say, if anything, and then we'll be done.
I'll go back. Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would submit that moving forward, first of all, let me say this. This is my ship to navigate. I am more than anyone responsible for where we're not. And I've got to figure out a way to write this. I would submit that the fundamental Pacifica business model that supports, that promotes listener support of stations is critical for us moving forward. And to the extent that I am convinced that we are going to have to go to our listeners with an appeal that is clear and smart, that's the direction that that's the commitment that I'm going to stand by. And as I mentioned earlier, whether it's a signature and or special on-air drive, I think that certainly is in order, and or fortifying the scheduled drives that we have moving forward. What I would request consideration from the family of Pacifica is your assistance with, and I'll just throw this out here as a as an idea, and certainly something to be considered and refined and worked on moving forward, is a national drive that benefits WPFW. Of course, I would, we're expected to do the heavy lifting, but if it's our determination to do a signature drive in July that centers up on PFW's having identified a relocation location that centers up on the absolute requirement that we have to move in several months, that centers up on our requirement to re-equip the station with broadcasting apparatus that works, and centers up on our absolute determination to bring our staff back up to full time. It would be my appeal to the Pacifica family to consider a national appeal that would coincide with the local appeal, the on-air drive. And we, as a family, give it our best shot for whatever period of time we determine is doable. But this is a concept that we've been massaging for a bit of time now. We've put it off. There was a thought that we would have had this earlier. Matter of fact, it was a consideration to have it at one point in time next month. We would have rescheduled the previous drive. But in our estimation, we feel that it would enhance the success of the drive if we have a destination that has been confirmed. If we know where we're going, we can build a campaign that we think will excite and incent our communities to get behind us. And so I'll just sort of throw that out here against the wall for consideration, but moving forward, as I mentioned, it's our determination to re-rack on air, on major donors, on special events. And the one area that I did not mention that we've got to give absolute focus and commitment to is the segmentation of our donor file. And I had hoped that we would have been further along than we are now with on the fronts of mail appeal and also on the fronts of website. But we've got to do a better job of leveraging our donor file, and if there is some way in that the other stations and or the national board, or we can get, expertise and or assistance, we stand ready and open for any way in that and advice that that we can get on any of these fronts.
This is Kim. Can I just ask a question about what you said? What does
that mean? Yes, you can ask the final question.
What does that mean? What do you mean by segmentation?
Well, we've got all manner of profiles that are constituencies embedded in our file. And we've got to figure out where the sweet spots are in our file and develop some appeals connected to profiles with respect to age and income and geography, location, zip code, so on the front of who we've made a contact with over the years, there's some low hanging fruit that I think is available to us with the right appeal, right messaging, the right contact, the right invite. And we've just got to really double down on that, Kim, to give us, I think, give us access to the treasure that we've been advised that exists in our donor file.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John. We appreciate your time. Tiffany, Robert, thank you, all of you.
Thanks.
Hang in there. What we will do is, take a look at what you've said and hopefully come up with some recommendations that I hope will be of help. And we should complete that process over the next week or two. Thank you.
Thank you for your time, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, so I heard the business about time certain for 7:30 p.m. Pacific, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. That's pretty gosh darn soon, and we have a considerable amount of work to do, and I know that we had a very long meeting last time. What I think probably makes sense here, Marcus, you and I had that financial transparency policy agenda item, but I don't know that you've had a chance to look at what I sent. So do you feel okay with postponing that for the next meeting? Okay.
Yes.
So that's what we'll do. So that gives us about 15 minutes to, I'm going to suggest, put together a subcommittee. And I think maybe the best way to think of this for the committee is that approximately half of us will be on the WW group and about half of us will be on the KP group.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I didn't hear what you said.
You cut
the
out.
Second half would be.
Okay. I think that probably the best way to think about this is that we will set up, subcommittees that will focus a bit more intensely on one station or the other, and that approximately half of us will be on a WPFW subcommittee, and the other half will be on a KPFK subcommittee.
Okay, KPFK. I didn't hear that part.
Right, since those are the two stations where we're intervening. I'll probably be on both. Our Paul, given your secretary duties, we might need you for on both, but I think everybody else can go one way or the other. And obviously, if you're part of a station and representing that station, then you know where you're going to go. The Houston and the New York folks and the Berkeley folks will have a choice. Does that sound okay? Because I don't see what more we can constructively do in 15 minutes.
Our Paul.
Okay. Yes, our Paul.
I don't know that I can commit to being on both of these. I have some stuff happening, so
I
will try. But the rest of this month and maybe some other months are sort of up in the air right now.
Understood. Do the best you can. We will find a way. Okay. So,
Madam Chair,
Campbell,
I've got a question. One, your voice is going out occasionally, but the first thing is that you had mentioned a number of questions, and maybe you had sent those out to us previously. Could you tell me when they were sent out for each of the stations in this queue?
Oh, sure. They were sent out earlier on Monday. They went to John and they went to the Finance Committee. They weren't meant to be anything too profound. They were just meant to sort of structure what we were doing, and there were four of them, and this is what it said. And it was basically instructions to the GM and the folks that were coming about sort of what we want to hear from you.
Okay.
A quick analysis of the core problems affecting the inability of the station to reach the projected numbers, number one. What the station is already doing or planning to do about it. Number three, what, if anything, other stations, the national office, and the NFC could do to help. And four, a sketch of the problems being encountered so we understand the challenges you're facing.
Thank you.
So those were the four questions. They may or may not be the ideal four questions, but I thought it was better to give some sort of back, you know, some sort of scope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't recall getting them either. And
okay, I'll resend them out. They came out with the thank you to John after he confirmed he was going to be able to attend on Monday. I will send them out again. Okay, so let's do a quick straw poll for who wants to focus on which station. Again, we're trying to be kind of half and half. A number of you all know where you are. So for those who don't, we'll deal with Alex when he comes back. Or Paul, do you want to pick one or the other, or do you want to kind of keep it on consignment because of your stuff?
Maybe it might be wise if I kept it loose at this point in time,
okay,
if possible.
Okay. So Washington, we know. Texas, Bill and Jim, which station do you feel more compelled to work on?
Jim, I'll do W.
Okay. Bill?
I don't care. I'll do K then, I guess. I don't care.
That's how it works, yeah. Okay, so Bill's on K.
We have a group on, remember we have a group on Pratt that's going to be doing some of this too, but it's for K.
Absolutely. Can have some, you know, there's a lot of interspersal, you know, intermixing there with the members. So absolutely. Okay. And Barbara, do you have a preference for W or K?
Well, I guess I prefer to stay in California.
Okay.
The nerve.
California.
Sorry, Campbell.
Okay. And since Alex is not here, he gets to be on WCFW. We will do that to balance the numbers. I'm sure he will forgive us. All right. So it seems to me that the WPFW group will be meeting first. We will do some sort of setting up on email, and if we call, then we'll do a call. Our goal is to come up with a set of recommendations within a couple of weeks, and then we'll go through the same process with KPFK.
Tracy, this is LaVarne.
Yes.
So what I'll do is I'll kind of like monitor and be on a CFO to be on each committee that's meeting and try to just join in. So I would
absolutely.
That should work best.
Yes.
For me.
I will keep the whole NFC posted on the the whole NFC will be posted on the conversations and the schedule. So nothing's going to be secret. It just allows us to focus on half of it and not have to focus on the other half.
I'm sorry. No, the point I was making is that I will listen in part of each committee. Not that I think you're hiding anything, but no. So that should work good. It sounds good. That should help a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yes, Bill.
Could you read all the names for those two groups?
Yeah, I can. So for WPFW, we have, unsurprisingly, Campbell, Marcus, Alex, Bill, I'm sorry,
Jim.
Do I have that right?
No, you don't.
I got Jim. Yeah, I flipped that.
Jim?
Yes.
Myself, and that's it. For California, we have Kim, Ken, Bill, Barbara, and I guess me.
Tracy, I will be on both also, so please.
Yeah, LaVarn and I will be there. Summer, of course, will probably participate in the K-1. I can only imagine that she will.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I should have pointed this out earlier, but unfortunately, Alex's brother passed away the other day.
I know that. I spoke to him. He will be participating shortly. He is taking a week off for some mourning.
Yes.
After that, he expects that he will be back. So he said it was okay. But yes, he will not be active right this second. And that is fair enough.
Yes, plenty of information. Summer will participate with case, of course. And
yes,
I spoke to Alex today also. And I agree with you. He'll be back helping us shortly.
Okay, great. All right, so that all sounds good. So we're getting to the end of our meeting. We've agreed to postpone financial transparency. So unless I totally spaced on something on the agenda, I think that we are good and we can entertain a motion to adjourn. Or Paul, is there anything left? I don't have it in front of me that I am
No, you're
blowing.
Pretty much, that's it. That's it.
Okay, well, since we did 3 hours last time we have some extra work to do, we will call it a night unless anyone objects.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All right, good night, everyone, and we'll start some conversation about WPW on the email shortly. Bye.
Good night.